It may feel like the conversation around guns has shifted since the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, or the more recent one in Texas. But make no mistake, gun ownership is on the rise in McLean County. There are many theories why, from social and political factors to changes in state law. GLT's Ryan Denham talks to gun rights supporters, gun control advocates, and the mayor of a small town with a whole lot of guns.
Illinois State Police data show nearly 1 in 5 McLean County residents has a firearm owner's ID, or FOID card. The number of McLean County FOID holders has more than quadrupled since 2010, rising to 34,000 this year. McLean County's rate of gun ownership slightly outpaces the statewide average, though the steep rise since 2010 is mirrored elsewhere downstate, such as Sangamon and Champaign counties. State police say Illinois' list of FOID holders has grown by 100,000 every year since 2008, up to 2.1 million today. The big question is why? One simple factor may be a change in state law in 2008, making FOID cards last 10 years instead of 5. That's kept more FOID cards active. But that's not the biggest reason, according to Richard Pearson of Chatsworth, president of the Illinois State Rifle Association. He helped engineer the 10-year FOID card.
They feel that the society is kind of unraveling. They hear all these stories about people who commit crimes, often heinous crimes, murder, rape, things like that, and they always seem to get off. So they're interested in taking care of themselves and their families or their loved ones or wherever they are because they no longer have faith in the system. And I think that's probably the main driver.
To be sure, a single break-in or brush with crime could lead anyone to buy a gun. But Pearson's theory runs contrary to data showing violent crime in the U.S. has fallen sharply over the past quarter century. Property crime has also declined significantly over the long term. Yet as Pew Research Center studies and other research has found, public perceptions about crime often don't align with the data. Illinois is hardly the gun-friendliest state in the country. It only began offering concealed carry licenses in 2013. It was the last state to do so, and only after the courts forced its hand. That new access to concealed carry is another driver behind the growth in FOID holders, Pearson says. To get a concealed carry license, you must also have a FOID card, in addition to completing training in the classroom and at the range. There are 3,500 concealed carry license holders in McLean County, or around 1 in 10 FOID holders and about 2% of the overall population. That's on par with concealed carry trends in Champaign and Sangamon counties, too. The controversy around guns itself may be also driving up interest in owning them. While former President Barack Obama raised grave concerns about guns with each mass shooting that came and went, his administration never accomplished substantive gun control reform. But that didn't stop gun rights supporters from stoking fear, according to Mark Walsh, campaign director for the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence.
I think if you look back at the rhetoric that was coming from the pro-Second Amendment organizations and the gun manufacturers, it was that there was such a threat nationally with President Obama to take away your firearms. You know, he was going to knock on your door personally and confiscate your guns, which obviously we never saw happen.
From the other side, Richard Pearson saw something similar.
We saw it start taking off under President Obama. It just sort of rocketed.
There are so many FOID holders in Illinois that state police is asking those who obtained those 10-year cards back in 2008 to submit their renewal applications early. Here's Sergeant Jacqueline Cepeda with the state police.
Currently, we have more than 50,000 FOID cards that are due for renewal between June 1st and August 1st of this year. And we've already sent renewal notices to people whose cards will be expiring on June 1st, and we will continue to do so. We really want to recommend for people to submit the renewal applications at least 1 or 2 months in advance in order for us to have adequate time to process them.
Applicants can visit the Illinois State Police Firearm Services Bureau website to renew. I'm Ryan Denham.
Have you become a first-time gun owner in the past few years? We'd like to speak with you for an upcoming story on GLT. Get in touch with us by emailing news@wglt.org or finding the contact form on this story at wglt.org.